morning and welcome to the service of worship from Latrobe United Presbyterian Church, 340 Spring Street in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I'm John Simpson, the interim pastor here. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday here at Latrobe UP Church. We worship together at 11 o'clock a.m. each Sunday morning, and we would love to have you come and be a part of that service. Let us worship God together. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Praise him, angels in the height. Sun and moon, rejoice before him. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken. Worlds his mighty voice obey. Laws which never shall be broken, for their guidance hath he made. Let us worship God together as we join in this hymn of praise. Let us pray together. O God, giver of life and all that makes life good, we thank you for all that you are and for all that you have given us. We thank you not so much for the things that we call our own, as for the things that we share with all of your children, the sunshine, the stars, the moon, and the far horizons. Accept us, most holy God, as we in this service of worship and in our daily lives give ourselves to you. We pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and in the life everlasting. Amen.
The first scripture lesson is taken from the book of Psalms, the 8th Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. Because of your enemy's silence and the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You've made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him rule over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and all the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Now listen to this hymn that was sung some time ago here at La Trobe United Presbyterian Church.
Thank you.
The second scripture lesson is taken from the sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphims with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two wings their feet, and with two wings they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe is me," I cried. "I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Almighty God." Then one of the seraphims flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with thongs from the altar. With it he touched my lips and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sins are atoned for." And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." He said, "Go and tell the people." Amen.
Thank you.
They say that if you are around a person long enough, that you will begin to act like each other. They say that you will begin to think alike, that you will begin to feel alike, that you will begin to act alike. Sometimes we have a tendency to feel that way about God Himself. He becomes so familiar to us that we begin to think that God thinks the way that we think, that God feels the way that we feel, and that God will act the way that we want Him to act. But nothing could be further from the truth. God is not a mini-me. God is the creator, and we are the creation. God's guiding hand is upon the whole sweep of human history, and our time is as brief as the vapor of steam, says the psalmist. God is holy, and we are unholy. As the prophet Isaiah discovered in the passage that I just read. Have you ever had a dream that you could not get out of your mind all day? Indeed, have you ever had a dream that was so powerful that you remembered it all day long? Your mind kept coming back to it over and over again. Maybe it was a dream of impending disaster that was so scary that you couldn't forget it no matter how hard you tried. Or maybe it was a dream that was so powerfully filled with images of wealth and pleasure and comfort and love that you tried to get back to it even after the alarm had gone off a second time. Well, that is the kind of a dream that Isaiah had. It was a vision of God Himself in all of His holiness. It was a vision of God's holiness that Isaiah could not forget, even if he had wanted to. As a person, I sometimes become worried and uncomfortable with the ease that we Christians have with God. I sometimes worry that we become so comfortable and so at ease with God that we may lose sight of His glory, that we may lose sight of His majesty, that we may lose sight of God's holiness. Sometimes, as a pastor, I worry that people in the church get so comfortable singing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," that we forget that our God is an awesome God, that our God is a holy God. It takes both to have a healthy relationship with God. It takes familiarity, but it also takes reverence. It takes intimacy, but it also takes awe. And so today, we are focusing our thoughts on the vision that Isaiah had of this holy God. Our word holy comes from a Hebrew word which means separate. It means unique, it means distinctive, it means cut off from. It means utterly different. And so when the angels sang, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," they were singing about His uniqueness. They were singing about His separateness. They were singing about His utterly distinctiveness from you and me. And when you and I sing that hymn, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," when we sing that hymn, we are singing about the separateness We are singing about the uniqueness and the distinctiveness of God. Remember the words of that hymn. Holy, holy, holy. Unique, distinctive, separate, Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning our song shall rise to you. Separate, separate, unique God. Merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Verse 3 says, holy, holy, holy. In other words, unique, distinctive, separate God, though the darkness hide thee, though the eyes of sinful men thy glory cannot see, only thou art holy, only thou art separate, only thou art distinctive, there is none beside thee. Perfect, perfect in power, perfect in love, and perfect in purity. Holiness means separate. It means separate from. Holiness means unique. Holiness means distinctive. May we never hear that word. May we never say that word. May we never sing that word without remembering the total uniqueness, the total separateness of God from everything else. Max Lucado points out that it is very difficult to illustrate the concept of holiness. But he gives it his best shot with this illustration. Max writes, suppose you take a piece of paper, like your morning bulletin, and you fold it into an airplane. What would be the difference between that airplane and yourself? What would be the difference between you and the airplane that you created? The difference would be immense, writes Max. You have intellect. The plane has none. You have power within you to move. The plane has none. You have hopes and dreams and emotions. You have the ability to understand, while the plane has none of these. It is completely passive, dependent upon you, not only for its flight, but depending upon you for its very existence. Lucado concludes, if you take that comparison between you and a paper airplane, and you multiply it by thousands, you will begin to see the difference between us and the holy Lord God Almighty. God is utterly different from us. God is utterly different from us in his strength. God is utterly different from us in his forgiveness. His beauty is different. His purity is different. His love is different. God is holy, unique, and different, and separate from us, his creation. Now, I could go on to tell you that once you have been in the presence of the Lord, that your life, like Isaiah's life, will never be the same. I could point out to you that once you have experienced the presence of the Holy God, that you will never be the same again. I could go on to tell you that once you have experienced the holiness of God, that your life will also become holy. That your life will become separate, that your life will become unique, that your life will become different from the world in which you live. I could point out to you that the pattern that was true for Isaiah is true for us today. That his experience of the holiness of God was followed by a confession of his own sinfulness. And his confession of his own sinfulness was followed by a commission to go and to share that message with others. I could point out to you that the commission that was given to Isaiah is the commission that God gives to each one of us in his holiness. I can draw all of those lines and connect all of those dots for you, but I would rather that you leave this place simply thinking and simply focused on the awesome, majesty and power and holiness of God, and let God do what he wants with that in your lives. Let God do what he wants with his holiness in your life. The psalmist helps us to focus on the awesome holiness of God. You'll remember how that psalmist said, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider the heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in their places, what are we that you are mindful of us? Who are we that you should care about us? O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." God, yes, God is a holy God. And when we experience the holiness of God in our lives, our lives will never be the same again. Revelation, the 4th chapter, says, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, the one who is, and the one who is still to come, the one who will always be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty." Let us pray together. Lord, so seldom we think about your holiness. In this summer season, when we are out of doors and when we experience the moon and the stars and the skies around us as the psalmist did, help us to remember your amazing grandeur. That you, O Lord, that you, the creator of this whole vast universe, that you who sustains and guides it in its path, that you who are the author of history, that you who breathe life into us, are holy, unique, separate. And yet you cared enough about us to send your own Son, that we may know the extent of your love for each of us. Indeed, you, Lord, are an awesome God. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Amen. Now let us join in this this hymn that was sung recently here at La Trobe United Presbyterian Church.
Oh.
us go into the world in peace. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.